Hey guys, welcome back to Relentless Phoenix, where I am your host, Yane. I am your mindset life coach, your inspirational speaker, your mom, your friend, but most importantly, your human, here again with another episode. I hope you enjoyed my first two episodes so far, and I'm looking forward to being with you on this journey of finding our purpose and our identity. Once again, over the last few years, I have been focusing on helping humans live a happy and healthier lives. My mantra has always been one human at a time. On this podcast, we'll be delving deep into powerful stories, practical tools, insights, and strategies to help you become healthy in the mind, the body, and the spirit. In this episode, I want to talk to you about how I use empathy and emotional resilience to manifest the seed that I wanted in this world, which was belonging to a group that I always wanted to belong with, and it was just us humans. No surprise there. I have been talking about how I just want to be called a human, and I'm going to explain to you how I started my point where I wanted to belong and where I found my belonging, and it started a long, long time ago, and I want to jump right into that. Let's go. So back when I started being a mentor, like I said so many times, I wanted to belong somewhere, and I did not know where that was, but I always knew I had a purpose. You know, I was abused, I was manipulated, I was gaslighted. A lot of things were taken from me. I was being picked and pulled from different directions and trying to mold me to be what other individuals like. I never had a good footing in life. So I always knew that I had a purpose. I just didn't know what that purpose was until I started mentoring. Mentoring has definitely helped me along the way. And I started connecting with other peers of mine and being around other individuals that was more of a positive leadership than what I was originally used to when I was little, which was nothing but negativity, negative thoughts being bestowed upon me. I'm not really having a lot of support system to build up my character and my love and my support for myself. So when I started mentoring, being around other kids, which I didn't previously, because I kept transferring out of different schools with 1 year or 2 years, and I would transfer out, go to a different school. So I didn't really have a lot of social experiences around my peers. So I always thought the things that I was going through was isolated events. And it wasn't until I started doing this mentorship where I found that not only did I find my belonging in helping individuals through my pain and helping them get over their obstacles to be more of a victor than a victim, I also understood that I started belonging. I started finding where I fit into this world, and I didn't really know exactly what that was, but it felt like I was meant to do it. So when I started doing the mentorship and everything and giving my wisdom and leadership, I saw a change I wished to see in this world. I saw that seed that I wanted to plant, because I knew one human at a time would get the job done. It's like a domino effect. You know, you push that first domino, then the second domino fall. Next thing you know, you got thousands of dominoes falling into the right moment in the right spot they were meant to fall into. And that's what it starts from, one human at a time. So I did that, and I saw that change that I wish to see in this world. And I was helping, as I was helping others, I also was helping myself. It was as if I was carrying their pain with me. Because I knew the burden was too hard or too heavy to bear. So I helped myself in realizing that, you know, when I was little, I didn't have a friend to do that with. So me helping them is kind of like a soothing coping mechanism for me, because I know now this individual have a friend of me that I know that they're not alone like I was. So it helped me feel better about me tackling on this world together with them, and they're not doing it by themselves. So that was really important for me. And in return, that helped me once again, because I knew that helping someone that to feel happy and an accomplishment that they did, an success that they did, that would have them pay for it as well. And that's always been how I thought. I always thought that if you're happy, you are not going to ruin somebody else's life. If you're in a good space, you're not going to ruin someone else's life. So that helped me as well, because that's one less evil in this world. Not saying that all humans are evil, not saying that, you know, everyone is out to get everyone. All I'm saying is when I help an individual and they're in their peace or in their wholeness, they're not looking to cause someone else grief or sadness. So that in itself for me is evil. Anything outside of being happy, I feel like is evil. So if they don't have to cause anyone grief or sadness, then I'm doing my job. I feel secured enough to keep helping individuals, knowing that the once the seed is planted of growth, that is going to make a real change and a great effect, not only with them, but then the world as well, because we are the world and the world is us. That's how I personally feel. And when you get out of the victimhood mentality and you enter victorhood, I also feel that's a great service for me as well, because now there's more positivity in this world and it's not another child that's going under this umbrella of feeling inadequate. And when you're in a victorhood, you want everybody to feel like a victor, because misery only loves company, not no one that's happy. So I always want someone to be in a victorhood mentality. And it feels great to not only mentor, but also for me as well, because I want to feel like my purpose was to help. And to get that is a great feeling for me as well, because now I feel like a victor. I feel like my pain is worth it. I feel like helping them was a satisfaction to me, because it meant that everything I was going through was for a reason. And like I said before in my other episodes, I always knew that I had a reason for what I was going through. Didn't know what it was, but having them had the satisfaction of getting through their life and having someone be there as they get through it helped me tremendously, because I feel like now, you know, we can start building a bridge to connect instead of divide. And that's really, really important to me. Really, really, really important to me. And I know that it probably sounds off, like like you're just thinking so small, but when you start small, then things get big. That's how you build foundation. And we have to start with one human, and then next human and the next human. And you realize when you look up that the world is not so bad, because everyone's looking out for each other and not in the negative, corrupt way that we know the world can be. I believe the world can do exactly what it wants to be, because that's us. We are the world. I truly, truly believe that. And when I started looking around, I realized that my situation, although it was different, is not one of a kind, not at all. Our stories are everyone's stories. And not only me, but everyone. Everyone's stories starts off with a beginning, a middle, and an end. That's all the similarities. That's all the similarities. And then when you start going deeper and deeper into the stories, we get more similarities, but it's never the same. So my situation, it was different, but it wasn't one of a kind, because we all going through something. And we have to start being okay with that and leaning into the fact that everyone is going through something. And I share that a lot when I mentor, also with my clients as well. I let them know that your story is one of a kind to you, because you're unique, and how you perceive your story is how you perceive your story. But everyone has a story to share, and there's no reason to get embarrassed about it or nervous or scared to share it. What needs to happen is those that feel so judgmental need to check their own life, so they don't feel like they have to be a judgy and entitled over somebody else's life. I'm going to repeat that again. Those that feel like they have a say or judge someone else's life need to check their own life before they have a say over somebody else's life. He who have not sinned shall cast the first stone. It's not religious talk. It's the truth. It is definitely the truth. Definitely the truth. And it's crazy that we all don't see that. We all don't see that as well. But sharing my pain or my obstacles not only validated my emotions, but it validated others, because it humanizes everyone. It humanizes me. It humanizes that I am touchable. I'm not something that just you read in a fairy tale and you think that you can't live it. You can overcome your obstacles. And I truly believe that because I don't got time to play with the devil. I don't got time to play with our enemies or the demons or whatever else that we have to face. I don't got time to play with our past because we got so much in the future that's in store for us. We don't need no time for distractions. So me mentoring was definitely a great way for me to enter into life coaching. I didn't even know life coaching existed, but when I saw a podcast and I saw the interview of being what life coach is and the things that goes into it, it fits so perfectly. So mentoring definitely helped me through that, and to have the empathy to connect with individuals is very important as well. It's one thing to say, hey, we've been through similar situations, although it's different story, been through similar situations. You know, it's being in a situation that is similar is very important. Let's not, you know, look over that. We can sympathize all day long, but if you haven't been in my shoes, you can't possibly know how I feel. Therefore, you can't possibly know how to handle me when I get into a certain mold or darkness, because you've never been in there. You have not exhibit any type of similarity to what I've been through to say that you understand. So when I started mentoring and doing my clients, I truly started sharing my story. And like, look, I understand you guys. It's tough. It's hard, but I get it. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to help you guys. And that what humanizes everyone is when we say we get it, we can go through things, and you start feeling more relatable. And that's what I did. I started feeling more relatable to the humankind when I started speaking with them. And I won't say like I'm above them, because I'm not. I'm a human. Obviously I am, but I didn't have a lot of social skills to understand what was going on in this realm. Like I said before, you know, everyone paints a very pretty picture because we don't want our darkness or our negative aspect of the show. So we paint this pretty picture that we're 100% perfect, and we're not. There's no such thing as that thing. That's an oxymoron to say humans are perfect. But we do that. We go on social media, we paint this pretty picture, and after the camera is down, go back into our depression phase or our anxiety phase, or, you know, crawling back into the bed and not want to get out. So I didn't see all of that when I was younger because I never had friends to see that. I always thought everyone was perfect, and I was just the isolated event that was like the rose or the thorn in the flowers. Like I was just an outcast and an outsider, or that dot on the white paper. It's like you could spot Waldo. Like I thought that I was a very isolated event, and it made me feel very abnormal. But when I started being around other kids, my peers or the adults or my older friends, which I do have a lot of friends that are older than me and they're very wise, and I start talking to them and building that relationship, I saw that my situation was, like I said, although it was different, it wasn't one of a kind. We was all struggling, and to pretend to be normal was more common than it was to be authentic. And I had a strong issue with that, because here I am blaming myself and feeling down for the things that I should have been okay with. That's a terrible feeling for a child or anyone to feel like they shouldn't be okay with what they're going through because someone else deemed their life unfit or something like that. And that's not how the world should work. So I have a great empathy for those that say I went through something and I survived, because it's not hard. I mean, it's not easy to say that and speak about it. It's very difficult to do that. And I, for one, know. I, for one, know that. So I compliment anyone and give them applause that they actually survive in a whole lot of stuff, because when you do that, you not only got wisdom, but you're building your character for the next thing that you have to face, and you're stronger because of it, not despite it. So helping out and believing that we can get past our pain to be our best selves was where I fit in at, because I knew that it was true. I knew that it's true, and I still believe that we can get past our worst selves and be our best selves, that this world can make it, our species can make it, and at the very least, our consciousness can grow to be singularity, and that's what I want for all of us, to know that we're one together. And we can't do that. We're distracted and we're chained to our past and our future. So I show a great deal to anyone who's willing to risk it all for the better of themselves mentally. And when you use empathy, a great deal of empathy, you can feel exactly how they feel because you've been through it. And I've been through it. I've been through it all. I've been through it all to know that I'm right here where I'm meant to be. And that's helping you guys. That is helping you guys understand that y'all love and y'all need a lot of grace and forgiveness to move forward in this life and build accountability and intentional commitment to really stand on your own two feet and look internally instead of external for all your sources and wisdom and enlightenment and do the damn thing. I actually do believe that. And there's sparks of it everywhere that I see it, but I actually do believe that to be true. And there's a strange comfort in bearing witness to the struggles of my peers. And I offer a shoulder to lean on and an ear to listen to, or ear to listen in on their when they have the thing or they share their most inner secrets with me, because I don't feel alone in the things that I go through. And like I said, it's a strange comfort, but I appreciate someone when they share their stories, and their stories echo in many ways for me. It's amazing when you have a survivor. It is amazing. And I hear those stories and I get so empowered by those stories, because you could have chose a different way and you didn't. And you're here. You're here. The story didn't take you. You're still in your story. You're still writing it. It's an amazing feeling to know that you're still here and you're not giving in. It's an amazing feeling, and that's strong. And their pain also stood for me a reflection of my inner turmoil. These moments of connection that I felt that was a glimpse of my own resilience. And I applaud them, because it's like, I know how it is. I know how it is to have decisions that you have to make and not knowing where those decisions are going to take you tomorrow, just the next day. And the fear of that you didn't make the right decision, but the fact that you made a decision, you stuck with the decision, you learned from that decision, and now you're here saying, despite if it was good or bad, I have a story to tell that's going to help you. Oh, that's amazing. It really is amazing, and it's not in vain. The stories that I hear are not in vain, because it's not only, like I said before, you learn two ways. If not through you, then you go through others, and you better learn quick for if you make that wrong decision, you don't know where it's going to take you. So it's a great thing to know that I met a lot of survivors, and the emotional resilience it takes for you to speak up and speak out is a great thing, because emotional resilience is not easy. Having resilience is not easy. And resilience is all about adapting to life changes. It's not easy to adapt to life changes. We as humans like comfort and stability. Although we like adventure, we like comfort and stability. So when something happens, it's difficult to adapt to life changes. Even adapting in itself to being a chameleon, if you will, and camouflage yourself in different scenarios and events, it's hard in itself. But to adapt to life changes, life is constant with changes. So resilience is the major thing when it comes to, you know, getting up off the floor the 101 time to make it 102 times you stand up. That's a lot. That's a lot. So it's not in vain, the struggles that I hear. And to this day, I believe my future self, you know, reminds me of who I am. And you heard that right. My future self. I do hear voices. Strange enough, I do. And every time I hear a story, I hear myself speak to me. Very weird. I know, guys. I know. Just follow me here. Right? Just follow me. My voice, you know, tells me good job. It's like, good job, Yanae. You know, if you if you gave up, you would never hear how you helped this individual. You would never hear how your story manifested something in them. You would never hear that when you said this, that was what they need to get off the street. If you never did this, my inner voice tells me that. And I'm grateful that I can have that playback and look about those different moments where I said I wanted to give up and I didn't. And I can share that story that I didn't give up, because that same story I'm sharing is the same story that someone else is living today. And they need someone to say, don't give up, and look what it looks like on the other side of not giving up. And, you know, I hear all the time, I'm glad you didn't give up. I'm glad you didn't give up. Because I have so many stories. And I'm glad I didn't give up. I am. And I speak about this in some of the interviews that I have been on, is that I don't have regrets. I don't have no regrets of me giving up at all. And it's truly amazing to see what it looks like to look back on your life and just be in awe of yourself. Just be in awe of yourself. And here's the thing, when you find yourself in a dark place in life, I guess it really doesn't matter how, in which way or which form the light comes to you. But if it doesn't matter, then why bother, right? So, you know, it matters, small or big, when you have someone that say this way is the right way, you're going to look for that glimmer of hope. You're going to look for that glimmer of hope. It can be small as a matchstick. It could be a lamp. It could be a firework that's in the sky. It can be something just small lit. You're going to accept it as is, because you want that hope. You want to feel like there is a rainbow at the end of all of this darkness, that the storm won't last forever. And it's so satisfying to be one of those glimmers of hope. I'm not saying I'm here to save the day. I'm not saying that, guys. I'm not saying I'm not a superhero. I don't want to be. All I am is a humble servant. That's all I am, saying that I've been through something and I want to help. That's it. I didn't become a life coach or inspirational speaker for nothing. It's because I have stories to tell, and I know you guys could benefit off of it. And the same thing with you guys as well. Y'all have plenty of stories that y'all can tell, and I'm going to have y'all on my podcast so y'all can share them. It could be just 10 minutes. It can be 5 minutes, but I know y'all have a story to tell that can save someone else's life. Suicide is real. Harming yourself is real. Feeling unloved is real. Finding your purpose and identity is a real thing in this world. Feeling lost and distracted is real. And I know you guys, just like me, have something to say. Y'all have a testimony. And we all need to be okay with sharing our testimony. We all have to be okay with that. And it was a revelation that I fulfilled. I really do believe that to find my sense of purpose and meaning that I never knew I had before. I never knew I had this in me before. Because prior to this, I honestly was full of doubt and insecurities. Prior to this means prior to my business, I was full of doubt and insecurities. And I was embarrassed of everything that I was going through. And although I spoke about this when I was in college, that, you know, I heard a voice say that you're doing it. And I was like, I repeated it and said, I am doing it. That was just a small seed for me in that moment to really build what I am today. And that's being very confident. That's being very authoritative. That's being very sure of myself and everything that I do, because there was once upon a time, this girl didn't love herself. So to be here, to love myself is a great thing. And I want everyone to do that, because that's one last issue that we all have to face in this world, is identity crisis that's sweeping this nation up, because we're lost in how we should see ourselves and try to identify that with so many distractions in this world instead of looking within. And that's the first step. looking within. And the first time in my life, I truly feel alive that I'm in my calling. And I do believe I found my calling in the midst of all my pain and suffering. My calling was to speak about my life to help you guys. It was. And if nothing else happens, I do want to continue speaking about my life because it's going to save someone. My videos is going to save someone live. I do believe that because they're looking for it. And they is whoever is listening right now. You're looking for a way to understand how to get through life. And I'm telling you, you're almost there. The universe is planning something big for you guys. And how big? I do not know. I did not know when I was in middle school or high school that I was going to be here. But they're planning something. And I say they because the universe is no gender. It's just it. The energy. The world around you is planning something big for you. All I want you to do is stand still and listen. Stand still and open your eyes. Open those pretty, pretty eyes of yours and look and listen. That's all I want you to do. And you're going to see it. You're going to feel it. And you have to keep growing and learning. Do never stop. Never stop. Because when you stop, you're going to miss out on a great grand opportunity to belong within yourself. Yes, belong within yourself. When you look on the inside, you're going to find it. You're going to find it, guys. And that is why I'm here, to remind you guys everything that you have is within yourself. And it's been amazing to be having so many clients who entrusted me to help them find themselves and help them grow in wisdom and in strength and gain their emotional resilience and mental clarity is needed to cultivate their understanding. And when you have that understanding of who you are, nothing on the outside world can defeat you. Because you are exactly who you are meant to be. And there's no way that the universe is going to allow someone to interrupt that. I truly believe that. I truly 100% believe that because you're looking at someone who has tested times of many different things to be here and say that you're going to be okay. So that's who I am, guys, with this 3-part episode of who I am, how I started, why I do what I do, the passion behind what I do. And I hope it really do resonates with you guys. And if it doesn't, like I always say in these 3 episodes, may God continue to bless you. Be blessed in everything that you do. But if it resonates with you, let me know in these comments. Subscribe. Keep following me. I have many, many more things. And you're going to bear witness to all the great, extraordinary things because you're going to create them. You're going to create them, and we're going to do this. So I salute you guys. Much blessings to you all. And have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your existence. All right, kings and queens. Peace out.